Radio Prague News.
Prime Minister Petr Nečas has called on the Education Minister to distance himself from the statements and insults of his ultra-conservative advisor Ladislav Batora. Finance Minister Miroslav Kalousek has announced he will not support a planned tax reform unless either the Education Minister or his ultra-conservative advisor are dismissed. And the Health Minister has assured doctors and nurses that he will do everything in his power to secure salary raises for them in 2012. Prime Minister Petr Nečas has called on the Education Minister Jozef Dobeš to distance himself from the statements made by his ultra-conservative advisor and HR chief Ladislav Batora. The Prime Minister added that it was simply unacceptable that a conflict over the insults by Mr. Batora would get in the way of cabinet sessions. Mr. Nečas is planning to address the situation with Foreign Minister Karel Schwarzenberg when he returns from his holiday at the end of the month. Mr. Schwarzenberg had become the target of Mr. Batora's insults following his colloquially phrased criticism that he was inappropriate for his position. In response, Mr. Batora called him a poor little old man. Due to the dispute, cabinet members of the top 09 party, of which Mr. Schwarzenberg is the chairman, walked out of a Wednesday meeting of the government and threatened to leave the coalition altogether unless the Education Ministry rebukes Mr. Batora and dismisses him from his post. In related news, Finance Minister and Deputy Chairman of the top 09 party Miroslav Kalousek has made it clear that he would not support a planned tax reform in the lower house unless either Education Minister Jozef Dobeš or his ultra-conservative advisor and HR chief Ladislav Batora resign. Until then, Mr. Kalousek insists none of the top 09 party's ministers will attend government sessions. He added that government posts should not be abused for the propagation of extremist views and that a government official should not be able to get away with insulting a member of the cabinet. Next week, the three-party right-of-center coalition is set to discuss a planned tax reform that would introduce the taxation of gambling. Radek Jon, the chairman of the junior coalition partner Public Affairs, has warned that if the reform is not approved next week, the government will not be able to introduce taxes on gambling, which would cost it some 7 billion Czech crowns. Health Minister Leos Heger has assured doctors and nurses that he will do everything in his power to secure salary raises for them in 2012. According to an agreement signed by the minister and the doctors' union 6 months ago, wages for doctors and nurses are to be increased by 10% next year. The health minister added that despite initial difficulties, doctors' salaries already saw a growth of 20% on average this year. However, health insurance companies have announced that they will reduce their coverage of patients' hospitalization, which could lead to a budget deficit in the health sector. In addition, a change in value-added tax to take effect next year will reduce the health ministry budget by 4 billion crowns in 2012. Punk rock legend Iggy Pop will be headlining at the Trutnov Open Air Music Festival on Thursday when the four-day festival kicks off. He will be accompanied by his band The Stooges on Thursday night. Czech acts such as Garage, Neruda and the singer Jiří Schmitzer will also be performing on Thursday ahead of Iggy Pop's concert. Among the foreign guests at this year's edition of the Open Air Festival, which is the country's oldest, is the UK-based Pakistani percussion group The Doll Foundation. And now let's take a brief look at the weather. Conditions over the coming days are expected to be mostly sunny and warm, with daytime highs of up to around 30 degrees Celsius. My name is Sarah Barufka, and this brings us to the end of the news.
Hello and welcome to Radio Prague, the international service of Czech radio. My name's Christian Falvey. Many thanks for tuning in. Today, the government finds itself at odds with itself once again, as the top 09 party walks out over controversial education ministry official Ladislav Batura. 4 days of independent music, Indian motifs, and Hare Krishna get started at the Trutnov Open Air Music Festival. And later on in today's panorama, efforts to see through the legalization of medical marijuana. All that and more coming up, so do stay tuned. The Czech centre-right government faces another imbroglio. Ministers for the coalition Topo 9 party walked out of Wednesday's government meeting over offensive comments about their chair, Foreign Minister Karl Schwarzenberg, made by the ultra-conservative Education Ministry HR chief Ladislav Batora. The Topo 9 ministers now say they won't come back until Mr. Batora is fired or his boss, Education Minister Josef Dobes, quits. Jan Richter has the details.
The fragile period of tranquility within the Czech government only lasted as long as the summer holidays, abruptly ending on Wednesday. The latest war of words broke out once again over the controversial ultra-conservative human resources chief at the education ministry, Ladislav Batora. In a Facebook comment last week, Mr. Batora was reacting to Foreign Minister Karl Schwarzenberg's criticism of his appointment, calling the foreign minister and Topo 9 chair a poor little old man who sputters brazenly when he knows I can't challenge him to a duel for at least three reasons. With Mr. Schwarzenberg on holiday, Finance Minister and Deputy Party Chair Miroslav Kalousek led the charge. After Wednesday walkout, Mr. Kalousek said Topo 9 ministers would not take part in any government meetings until Education Minister Josef Dobes fires his human resources director, or quits himself. Mr. Batora, who in 2006 ran for a seat in the lower house on the ticket of the extremist National Party, has publicly voiced his ultra-right views even after he was appointed to the ministry. He most recently stirred a controversy when he protested against the gay Prague Pride event that took place last week. Education Minister Josef Dobes of the Junior Coalition Party Public Affairs has been under pressure from other government officials, a number of NGOs and other public figures to let Mr. Batora go. But Mr. Dobes came out in his defense, saying that Mr. Batora was a dutiful patriot and Catholic. Political analyst Jiří Pehe, along with other commentators, believes the latest brawl is highly unlikely to bring the government down, although it does illustrate how strained the relations within the coalition are.
I don't think that this will lead to the collapse of the government, but it's yet another signal that this government coalition is really not very functional, harmonical, and we may soon expect yet another big conflict, which indeed could bring the government down.
At the same time, however, the conflict between two smaller coalition parties underlines an ongoing proxy war between President Václav Klaus and Prime Minister Petr Nečas, with the former gaining an upper hand. While President Klaus and his aides have repeatedly backed Mr. Batora, the Prime Minister backed off from his earlier stronger comments and refused to say on Wednesday whether he will fire Minister Dobes if he does not remove his protégé. Jiří Pehe again.
I think that the relationship between Prime Minister Nečas and President Klaus is really at the core of this current conflict. I think the battle over Mr. Batora is yet another test by the castle, by Mr. Klaus and his people, how far they can go in challenging the Prime Minister.
That was political commentator Jiří Pehe, ending that report by Jan Richter. This is Radio Prague. It's that time of year again. The Czech Republic's premier open-air music festival in Trutnov is back on the battlefield, as the traditional venue is called. A red-letter event on the calendars of underground music lovers, the likes of regular attendee Václav Havel, Trutnov has been celebrating counterculture since 1987, when it was attempted but stopped by the state police. This year, as ever, the festival offers 4 days of a, quote, cultic meeting, beginning Thursday, dedicated to Amnesty International, Jim Morrison, and the warriors from Tippecanoe. Earlier today, I spoke with festival organizer Iva Rejlova, who told me more about what we can expect.
I think it's good news for people who come, because we're expecting today a main headliner, which is Iggy Pop. His concert will start at 11 o'clock in the evening. And there is many other foreign bands, for example, Brian Welsh from United States, founder of band Korn, and other bands like Noha. Many known Czech bands too. We have four stages and three are mainly musical stages, and then there is a fourth stage, a Hare Krishna stage, and there will be spiritual talking and meeting with people. So I think people will enjoy not only music and musical stuff, but other things too.
And how many visitors do you expect this time around?
Actually, we started yesterday. There were hundreds of people, but because many festivals will increase the number of visitors, we say for this year we will not say exact number, we will not count it, because usually every year many visitors come to our festival. So I think it's not the most important thing about our festival. It's more important, I think, is how people feel here and how enjoy the festival.
The festival grounds themselves are almost like a small city. How much preparation actually goes into setting it up, and how many days afterwards will you spend cleaning up?
I will say week for preparation. For example, yesterday they started building the main stage, and usually it takes 2 days. So they are finishing today, and after festival it will take same time. I will say week, maybe longer.
I've always wondered, you have these two prominent mascots for the festival. One is Jim Morrison and the other is an Indian. Can you tell me where that comes from?
The founder of the festival, Martin Wiechert, he's a big fan of Morrison. So he took it many years ago as a mascot. And so it's the reason why he used it.
And the Indian?
Indian. It's very simple. He likes Indian symbol and everything about Indian. So it's probably because of that.
Iva Railova there on 4 days of frolicking at the Trutnov Open Air Music Festival, which will continue throughout the weekend. If you're just tuning in, then thank you for joining us. You're listening to Radio Prague, the international service of Czech radio. I'm Christian Falvey. Coming up later on in our program, of course, the next installment of our language learning program, Soundcheck. But first, Panorama, brought to you on this occasion by Daniela Lazarova.
Much has been said and written about the hemp plant and its medicinal uses. Although China experimented with hemp as medicine as far back as 2800 BC, and cannabis therapies in Western medical practice date back to the 1800s, many countries are still cautious about exploiting its potential. The Czech Republic is a case in point. Although earlier this year the authorities approved the use of a cannabis-based medicine, the British-made Sativex, the use of hemp for medical purposes remains illegal. Despite this, thousands of patients with multiple sclerosis, Parkinson's disease and other serious illnesses are using it to improve the quality of their lives. Now, a group of doctors, scientists and patients have launched a petition urging the authorities to legalize the use of cannabis for medicinal purposes and decriminalize a practice that is helping many seriously ill people to deal with their health problems. At the petition's launch on Tuesday, Tomáš Zábranský, a leading drugs expert from Charles University, explained what's at the center of the problem.
The situation is that we have something like several tens of thousands, I mean this is for sure, of people who are ill with a serious illness. This is not a, you know, one day headache, who try to treat themselves with cannabis, and they are all of them in a deep legal risk because they commit illegal behavior, illegal deeds, right? If you grow cannabis in this country in small amount, it's a misdemeanor. It's, if it's more than five plants, is a criminal act, then you can go into the jail, which for an ill person is double punishment. If you buy cannabis, crime. If you distribute cannabis, crime. So they are in the legal risk. Even if the police, and this is what we see so far, is smart enough, not really to imprison those people. What the police has to do is to seize, actually, the drug they use. So they, even though then they are without their pharmaceutical, quasi-pharmaceutical drug, without their medication. Well, okay, that's a legal risk. And then you have a health risk. Because it's illegal to prescribe it, it's impossible, you can't, we don't have it in the pharmacies, so it's out of the medical system, so the people treat themselves on their own. So what they heard, what they read on the internet, what they listened in some books, etc., etc., which might work and might not, and it might harm the people. So because the medical system is out of this treatment, so there's no medical supervision, there's no supervision about the by-effects, etc., and even if there are no by-effects and the people are not able to grow themselves and they have to buy it on the black market, then they are in the environment where there is no guarantee of the quality. So they can buy marijuana, which was grown in extremely fertilized soil, which can contain plumbum and maybe steel and some other things which the dealers put into it to increase the weight and to maximize their profits. And all this can actually harm their health, and especially for people with problems in immunity, with problems in autoimmune system, etc., etc., this can be much more harmful than for the health people. So we put those people in double risk, legal risk and health risk. And that's no good, right?
According to estimates, there are tens of thousands of chronically ill patients acquiring cannabis for medicinal use by whatever means possible. Some buy it on the black market, others try to grow it themselves, and some visit the Prague-based Hemp is Healing Clinic, where a small group of people produce cannabis extracts that they offer to patients with cancer, multiple sclerosis, Parkinson's disease and other chronic illnesses. The clinic's head and founder, Dusan Dvorak, has even landed a 28-month suspended sentence for the activity. Tomáš Zabranský says there's no logic to the present policy.
Okay, it's a stigmatized drug, like many others, like opium, but I can prescribe you opium. If I, as a doctor, think it can help your condition, I can do it. Like morphine, I can prescribe a morphine for you. This is also stigmatized drug. So at the end of the day, it's completely ununderstandable, right? Why exactly this drug I can't prescribe?
Tomáš Zabranský and the organizers of the petition have made it clear that they're not pushing for the legalization of marijuana as a recreational drug, but are asking MPs to legalize the use of cannabis as a drug in what would be a strictly controlled process and would give those patients who respond well to it the chance to lead better lives with less pain and possibly improved mobility. Maria Opeltová of the Czech Parkinson's Society, who organized the first help center for people with Parkinson's disease in Prague, says time is of crucial importance here. She herself was diagnosed with Parkinson's 11 years ago.
We have no time to spare. We simply have to trust that lawmakers will act as soon as possible. Many of our patients are in the final stage of the disease when it affects their speech and other basic functions. Cannabis could bring relief and is known to have helped people as old as 80 make an improvement. This is a unique chance to help us subdue our problems and lead a dignified life for a few more years. So please, we need this badly. The sooner the better.
The present law has also stopped research into the medical properties of cannabis here in the Czech Republic, for the simple reason that it would be illegal for scientists to grow or acquire the plants. Tomáš Zabranský says this is a paradox, since Czech scientists stood at the cradle of cannabis research here in Europe.
Worldwide, this research is quite blossoming. Also with the participation of the Czech researchers. I mean, one of the most famous and most successful one, Professor Hanuš, is active, unfortunately, in Jerusalem and not in Olomouc, where was his alma mater, and there's more people like this all around the world. So we are blocking, actually, the research in the Czech Republic by the provision which goes far behind what is required internationally, and we are losing competitiveness in an area which we actually were kind of founders of in 1950s. The very research of the medical properties of cannabis started in this country, in the Olomouc city, with a team of Professor Kabelík and Professor Shantavi, of whom actually Professor Hanush is a student.
The respective legislation is currently being reviewed in view of necessary amendments, and the advocates of cannabis for medical use see this as an opportunity that may not arise for several more years. They hope to see the petition signed by as many people as possible. Opinion polls suggest 72 to 82% of the public would support the legislative change. And if all goes well, an amendment to the law could come into force as of next year. Here is how Tomáš Zábranský would see things in practice.
If I look around into the countries where the system is already in place, and when it's and where it is in full accord with the international treaties, with the single conventions of United Nations, which is, well, okay, Austria, Netherlands, Switzerland, Canada, Israel, and others, then there should be growers which grow it in controlled conditions, who are supervised by state organization, something like Food and Drug Administration in Austria, or the Office for the Quality of Medications in the Czech Republic, on some other institution like this, which performs the control over it. At the end of the year, it buys it from all the growers who are licensed, and then distributes it into the pharmacies, where the ill people can go with their prescriptions, which was given by their doctor, based on the proper diagnosis, and to have it, and to be treated with it. So that's most probably the only way how to make it a part of the medical system, and how to protect the people.
And it would enable research here in the Czech Republic.
Yes, that's a byproduct. Yeah, then we can somehow follow up what was done here in 50s and 70s. That's right.
Tomáš Zábranský of Charles University, ending that edition of Panorama by Daniela Lazarova. Topping off our show now for today is the next edition of our Soundcheck series, where the Czech language meets the language of music, and brought to you on this occasion by Jan Wellinger.
Hello and welcome to another edition of Soundcheck, Radio Prague's Czech language series in which you can learn idioms through song lyrics. Today we'll be listening to a song called Skamenělý dítě, the petrified child or the stony child, by the great Czech 90s rock band Lucie. The words to look out for are pytel blech, a bag of fleas. Pytel plný blech. To be like a bag of fleas, být jako pytel blech, is similar to having ants in your pants. In other words, to be restless. You might hear a teacher scold children saying, "What's the matter with you? You're like a bag of fleas." Imagine a kindergarten class jumping around, shouting all at once, refusing to sit still. I can't attest to the historical accuracy, but a similar Wild West saying is said to have been, "As restless as a hen on a hot griddle." I've also seen it written somewhere that one can be as restless as a rattlesnake on a hot rock. I kind of like that. But in Czech, it's být jako pytel blech, to be like a bag of fleas. Pytel plný blech. There are also other equivalents in Czech which are quite popular, among them být jako z divokých vajec, to act like one were from wild eggs. Or, být jako z hagích ocásků, to behave as if you were from a snake's tail, restless, squirming, whipping around. Not surprisingly, these expressions are used most often in connection with small kids. Co je s tebou? What's the matter with you? Is something you might hear in nursery school. Seš jako z divokých vajec. Ants in your pants, indeed. Podnesený v tešce, praotec Čech.
Kopitel plný plech.
By now you may be feeling a little restless yourselves, and I can't say I blame you. It's time to move on. But when you have a second or you simply don't know what to do with yourself next, you might try this. Look up previous editions of Soundcheck at www.radio.cz. They're the fleas, I mean the bees' knees. Thanks for listening.
Jan Wellinger with Soundcheck, wrapping up Radio Prague's English program for today. Don't forget that this program and every other is available at our internet address, radio.cz. If you have any questions or comments, we are always happy to hear them. You can contact us by email at english@radio.cz, on Facebook under Radio Prague, or of course by post to Vinohradska 12 12099 Prague. From me, Christian Falvey, thanks for listening.